Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teachings, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh, God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome our guest prophet, Evelyn Gary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. We want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, and we're so excited to have you on our broadcast tonight. We want to give glory, honor, and praise to God who is ahead of our lives. We thank God for this kingdom connection tonight in which we are going to continue on in our Reflections of Love broadcast, where we're talking about relationships and giving you valuable tools to be able to achieve optimum success in your relationships and to grow in the knowledge. And guess what? It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome as we begin to take a look at some of the things that you can appreciate about your mate's uniqueness. When a couple learns to respect their mate's differences, the support comes in, and then there's a trust and an understanding that begins to shift the relationship to a whole new level. And so I wanted to talk tonight about the opposites and how they complete each other and how they become a great pair if they learn to respect the differences. And so tonight this broadcast would definitely be for those who are married, those who are engaged, and even the singles who are waiting and preparing themselves for a mate or a soulmate to come into their lives. One thing that I want to start off tonight with, I'm going to start off tonight with the scripture, and I want to tell you that in 1 Corinthians 13, 7 and 8, it brings out some valuable keys concerning love. And one of the things it points out is that love bears. And I wanted to say tonight, when you're going through situations, that love that you have, that commitment that you have, allows you to bear the things that are coming into your life. And a lot of people ask me all the time, how come you're facing challenges and situations, but yet you continue to go on in the things of God? Because when I think about the love of God and his compassion for me and the fact that he gave his only son that I may have everlasting life, that allows me to be able to bear whatever comes my way. And that's one of the things that should happen when you're in love with someone. And another thing that love does, love believes. You know what? You have to believe in one another. When you're in love, you learn to believe each other. So there needs to be a trust that's built in the relationship so that you're able to go on and to do the things that you want to do in your life. Another thing that love does, love hopes. When you're in a relationship with someone and you love them, it gives you that capacity to hope that everything is going to be all right. You know what? Somebody say, you know, that gives me hope. That gives me strength to know that things are changing and that things are going to get better along the way. Another thing that love does, love endures all things. My goodness, I often tell people when they come into counseling with me, I tell them that if you're going to get in a relationship, if you're going to get married, the first thing I want to let you know that you need to make sure this is what you want to do. You need to make sure that this is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, because when you get into a marriage, you don't get into a marriage to divorce. You don't get into a relationship to separate, but actually you get in there, you're going to hang in there, you're going to hang tight through everything that you're going through. You're going to decide that, you know what, no matter what, we are going to make it through this love and let this love last forever. There was a song, amen, that came out that said, make it last forever. And let me tell you, guess what? It might seem like a long time, but we are really hoping and believing that our relationships that we build with one another, that they will last for a lifetime, that they will last forever and ever. That let's make this love last forever. And so as we begin to take a look at a few things tonight, I pray that your relationship is stirred and that you are able to move forward in the things that you're pursuing in your relationship. And I also want to start off with a prayer to open this up. Father, we thank you now that everything that we're saying here today, God, that it would touch the hearts of those who are here. We pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to come in and move and have a mighty way. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah. The first thing I want to start off, I want to bring up a story, which is the Notebook. It was the 2004 edition of the Notebook. And in this story, it's a story about two lovers that were opposite. Ellie, who was a rich girl, and Noah, a country guy who was poor, but yet, my goodness, let me tell you something. When he took a look at Ellie, he was in love with her from the first time that he saw her. And I want to tell you, this story is a little bit also like a Romeo and Juliet, because they love one another, but yet the parents got involved and they tried to separate them because the parents couldn't understand why they love one another and why were their opposites attracting each other. And so you're going to find times in your relationships you may have people who are going to try to come in and step in and tell you, you know what, y'all fight too much or y'all disagree too much, but you're going to have to understand that it's not for them to like and it's not for them to love. And so in the movie The Notebook, the 2004 Notebook, we see that these two lovers, they love one another, they're pursuing each other, and then the parents get involved. My goodness. One thing that I want to let you know, that there's a statement in the Notebook that says that, in fact, they didn't agree on much. In fact, they didn't agree on anything. This is a quote right here. They fought all the time and challenged each other every day. Despite of their differences, they had an important thing in common, and that was that they were crazy about each other. They were madly in love with each other, and nothing was able to come between them until the parents got involved. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing that you want to have to that you're going to have to do in your relationship is not let others dictate your love. And we see here in the situation, there's another situation that took place. Because the parents, you know, they kept going against their love, and so he went off to the military, and she was about to marry someone who was attached to money. Listen, can I tell you this, that money can't buy your love. Money can't, you know, it can't buy your relationship. And sometimes we think that because we're in a relationship with someone that has money, that we're going to be happy. There are people who wake up every single day of their lives and they think that their money is going to buy them happiness. There are a lot of people who have money, but guess what? Some of them are actually cracking up. Some of them are on drugs. Some of them are suicidal because they cannot find that happiness that they thought they would have once they had money. And so he shows back up on the scene. She sees him, and everything changes. It's like they stop time for a moment, and that love that they once had, it kicked in quickly. My goodness. And after that, we see that they come together. So she actually wound up canceling the marriage that she was going to have with the other person, and she wound up with Noah. And you know what? It seemed like it was going to be happy after ever, but guess what? She had a situation where she developed Alzheimer's, and the whole time Noah's love never changed for her. He tried to make sure that every day he would read this story to her, hoping that one day that she would actually begin to see the love again and actually come back to him. But actually, they wind up dying together on the same day. Now, that's a perfect way. If you're in love with someone to die the same day with your mate, that's you know, some people would say that's not a good thing because they died. But they died in love. And he tried to create that scene where she would remember that love once again. All right? So I want to tell you today that when you're in love, you don't have to worry about the fact that you're different. You are worrying about the quality of the relationship. That's what you should be concerned of, is the relationship quality. Because a lot of times you're going to find that they're going to be opposites. The opposites will attract. There are people that will attract to one another that are very, very different. They're from different sides of the town. They're from different sides of the spectrum, but yet they love one another. And so when you love someone, it doesn't matter if you're short, tall. It doesn't matter if you're stocky or slim. It doesn't matter. Guess what? The love is not going to be based off of a look, but it's going to be based off of the fact that the heart is connected to the situation. So when somebody loves you, they need to love you not only for the way you look. And I often tell people this because after a while, guess what? We all start to look differently. Our face starts to look different. Our appearance starts to look different. After a while, we may even gain some weight, lose some weight. So it shouldn't be based off of a look. And there are a lot of people that are looking for love in all the wrong places. They're looking for love, and they're trying to base this love off of a look. And that's how they're going to get messed up. You cannot base love off of looks. You cannot base love off of whether somebody else is attracted to them, because it's not for them to be attracted to them. I've seen people who were very, very tall who were attracted to people who were short. I've seen people who were short that were attracted to someone tall. They can be big, little, and guess what? Their nationality doesn't count either. Amen. So one thing I want to let you know, it doesn't matter about the nationality. It doesn't matter about the race. Guess what? If you love someone, you love them in spite of everything. All right? So we're going to begin to take a look at a few things tonight. And as we look at it, we're going to actually begin to compare a few things. So tonight also, about halfway through, we are actually going to have our people who are on the line. So get ready. Press 1 to connect with the host. We'll have someone standing by. If you would like to talk to us midway here, make sure if you are on Block Talk Radio, make sure you press 1 to speak to the host. If you're on Periscope, you save your questions for last, and we are going to actually interact with you for questions, and we're also going to interact with you to hear your feedback on tonight. All right, so when you have opposites to attract, this is a love that respects the differences that they have. Now, one of the things that we're going to take a look at is 10 ways to appreciate the uniqueness in your mate. That's the first thing that we're going to do tonight. We're going to take a look at it. There are differences in every relationship, so this is where we're going to go tonight. Number one, never allow others to tell you that your mate is not for you. Now, this is something you probably say, why are you saying this to me? Because we see that even in the case with Romeo and Juliet, we see it even in the case of The Notebook, where the parents came in and they told them that they shouldn't be together. And, they love one another unconditionally, but yet other people were coming in. You need to understand that you will know when you connect with the right person, because your heart will feel it. It'll be something inside of you that lets you know that you are in the right place, that you're with the right person. So never allow others to tell you that your mate is not for you. You should be able to know that. Guess what? I tell everybody on here tonight, you're intelligent enough to know who you're actually supposed to be with and who you're not supposed to be with. Number two, look beyond their faults to see who they are to you. If you're in love with somebody, you have to begin to look beyond their faults. All of us have faults. All of us have some things that we need to fix. But if you're always looking at the person's faults, then you will never truly be able to love them and appreciate them. What it means is that if you see their faults, then you're supposed to pray for them. One of the things that I think about when I said that statement is God looks beyond our faults, and he sees our need. And you need to be able to see the need of your mate. That's what I'm looking at tonight. You need to be able to see the need of your mate and make sure you're fulfilling that need, that you're filling that void, that you're filling that place of love right there. So they'll know that, guess what, no matter what, I know my mate loves me. And that is the way this thing can be cured, is because you're praying for them, you're interceding for them, and you become the person that prays for them more than you pray for yourself. I'm telling you that if you're in love with somebody, you're going to find yourself praying for them far more than you will pray for your own self because of that love that you have for them. Okay? Number three, even though your family and your friends might not like your mate's look, career, style, mannerism, guess what? They may not even like them, but guess what? You need to love them and celebrate them no matter what. Remove your fears of how others feel about your mate, whether they are short, tall, thick, thin, dark, light. Love your mate and love their beauty. That is, you know what? What I think about it is that when you love someone, guess what? Their beauty is embedded in their soul. Your souls will begin to attach to one another, and you'll know that this is your soulmate. This is the one that has been there for you. This is the one that you need to be with. Guess what? It doesn't matter if your family members and friends. You know, most of the time I have people to come into the office, and the first thing is that when they come in, they're so upset because their friends have said that they're not too cute or they're not too fine and all of these things like that. And I'm like, wait a minute, but what do you think about your mate? It doesn't matter about what your friend says or what your family member says about your mate. Now, I'm going to make y'all laugh because when I was coming up, my mom used to always tell me, she said, don't you bring somebody to me that you can eat soup off of their head. And I'm like, Mama, why are you saying that? She said, you don't bring nobody that's short here because I'm going to ridicule you and I'm going to make you feel real bad about it. Well, when I was in college, I actually did meet someone that was shorter than me. And I love this person, but guess what? I had to think about, I can't bring him home. My mom's going to make fun of me. So that's the same thing that happens to a lot of people because they meet someone and it's not in the status or the criteria that their family members like. So guess what? They don't bring them around, and they try to hide. They try to hide their mate, and they try to hide the love. And this is the same thing that happens in a notebook when we were talking about the notebook earlier. They're trying to hide their love because they know that if the family member finds out about it, my goodness, the family member are going to be so upset because they didn't want them to be together because they're opposite, because they're different. He's poor, she's rich. And you know what? They figure that they have nothing in common. But love is not based off of finances, okay? It's based off of what's inside the heart. So remove your fear of how others feel about your mate and learn to love them unconditionally. Number four, listen to this. Love them because they bring out the best in you. You know what? It's something about when you meet that right person, they're going to bring out some inner qualities in you that you didn't even know that were inside of yourself. One thing that when you get with that mate, you'll be able to see some things that you probably thought you didn't have in you, and their differences will actually make you fulfilled. So when you have somebody that can't really talk up for themselves and the other mate is able to speak, then that's a good thing because now you both make a complete unit because you both are able to speak up for one another in the times that it might seem difficult to speak for them, you will actually be their mouthpiece. Some people say that's not good because you ought to let them have, you know, you ought to let them fight their own battles. But there are some situations that you will have to speak up for your mate, that you will have to actually say, you know what? I'm not going to let nobody step over my mate because I recognize that they're different and I recognize that they're handling situations differently from me. And I want you to know this, that as long as you're in a relationship, you guys may actually flip-flop. So what happens is 10 years from now, your mate may actually play the role that you made. And I've seen that in my relationship. I've been married almost 20 years, and I've actually seen that the roles have kind of switched. Where I used to be the one that was always quiet and not really saying nothing and not really speaking up for myself, and my mate was the one that said, no, they're not going to talk to you like that. You know, so it changed now. So now I'm speaking up for myself, and he's cool and laid back. So, it all changes. So you need to know that over time you will change because guess what? People change. And so since they change, you have to learn to work with those changes and be able to handle the fact that they are going to change along the way. All right? So love them because they bring out the best in you. Number five, make them feel like they're the greatest man or woman in the world. Lord. You know what I also think about when I was younger and actually listened to music, because I know music has changed, but one of the songs that I really love, If This World Were Mine. You know, I'm thinking about this, that if this world were mine, he says, I'll make you a queen or I'll make you a king. We're well untold. You can have anything. And so when you're in your relationship with your mate, you want to make sure that you're giving them that kind of love where they feel like they're the queen or they feel like they're the king of the castle. And guess what? When they get home, they get the royal treatment. They get the water drawn, they get the bubble bath, they get the rugs, they get all of this love at home. Don't make them regret coming home. Don't make them regret because you're a nagger, that every time they come in the door, the only thing you have is negative things to say. But you want to make sure that when they come home, they feel like that king or that queen for a day. And each and every day of their life, that you're building them up and you're letting them know that you appreciate them. Now, I know it's a lot. I know I'm telling you a lot of things, but these are some changes that need to happen instantly. We need to start doing some changes to make sure that they feel that love and that they feel that commitment and they feel appreciated. And this is one thing that's going to take a little work, but if you keep working at it, you'll find that you're able to achieve it. Number six, celebrate them when they make achievements. Oh, you know what? Sometimes when other people make achievements, you don't want to celebrate them, but you want them to celebrate you when you make your achievements. So if they get a promotion on a job, you act excited. You know, even if you're not really excited, I know that might sound kind of strange, but you know what? Even if you're feeling like, you know what, I don't feel in the mood to cheer them up because I'm not in that mood, just make them know that, guess what, I'm excited about your promotion. I'm excited that you're doing great things, and especially when they begin to progress in ministry, instead of you competing with them, I'm hearing so many people, y'all, that are talking about how, you know what, they're called to the ministry, they're called to preach the gospel, but yet their mate is now trying to compete with them, or they're actually trying to get a college education, and now their mate is actually trying to compete with them. You know, this is a shame. You know what? If your mate is going to school and you're not really interested in school yet, then guess what? You keep and stay in your lane and let them get in their lane and let them drive safely, and you drive safely when you're ready. Don't do it because they're doing it. That's all I want to tell you. Don't decide that you want to go back to school because your mate is going back to school. Now, if you are going to decide, you both have been talking about it, that's different. But I'm saying just because they're in school, don't actually try to do something because they're doing it. Do it because it's in your heart to do it. All right? So make them feel wanted. Let them know that you have their back and you love them unconditionally. That's one of the things that is also included in number six. Number seven, all right, compliment what they do. This will show them that if no one else sees them, you do, and you love them and you appreciate them. You know what? I'm telling you, it makes me feel really good when my mate is able to see me and that I have on a new dress. Most women, men, they're telling me that their mates don't even know they got a haircut. Their mates don't know that they have on new clothes, that they had their nails done or whatever. And don't say little crazy stuff like it's just hair or it's just a new outfit. No, you compliment your mate because guess what? When you don't compliment your mate, somebody else will compliment your mate. And when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, somebody else will be doing it. And you know what? It's like a radar that goes off. So when they're in public, people will know when they're not actually being loved at home. People will know when they're not really getting the things that they desire at home because it's almost like you can see it or smell it or feel it. And so they will actually have people that will come and tell them things that they haven't heard in years. Now, how is it that you didn't know that they got their eyes arched or you didn't know that their hair is not done? That means that you're not paying attention to them, and so you need to make a necessary change today to make sure that you're actually doing that. Number eight, stand by your mate in good times and in bad times. Oh, you know what? I think about this song, Count On Me. This is a song about Count On Me through thick and thin. A friendship that will never end, but this is your love. This is your lover. So you want to have a mate that your mate knows that you are going to be there for them, even when things are going good and through the bad times, because there are going to be times that things are not going to be so great. And one time, one thing that I want you to know, when you took the vow, if for those of you who are married, and for those of you who are about to get married, you're going to take a vow that's going to say for better or for worse. That means some days are going to be bad. Some days you might have to face things with each other that you never thought you would have to face. But number one, you may have to face the fact that your mate is sick or ill or a family member became ill and you had to be there for them. There may be death in the family. There may be trials going on. There may be a loss of job. There may be different things that show up. But if they can know that they have this commitment right there in the house, then everything would be so much better. So they need to know that you're going to stand by them through everything. This is so important because when they understand that, they can, you know what, they can soar high in the things that they're doing and they can achieve more knowing that they have someone who is backing them up. It is so important that when things are going out of control that you know that someone loves you, that someone is there for you all the time. And what better person should it be than the one that you have decided to share and to spend the rest of your life with? So they need to know that you love them and that you are going to be there for them through thick and thin, okay? So number nine, and we told you that we're going to have 10 of them. Now, in a few moments, I want to let you know that in a few moments you're going to actually be able to communicate back with me. So go ahead and press 1 to speak to the host because we're almost done, and we're going to have a commercial, and then we're going to actually start asking you to communicate with us, okay? So number 9 is honor your mate. The way you treat your mate speaks volume. You know, people can see how you treat your mate. You may think that people can't see, but whether you're in church, whether you're in public, or at family events, people know that you're, whether or not you're truly happy. Because a lot of people put on a fake face for like Facebook and Twitter and put up all of these pictures and say all of these lovely things about each other, but yet there's no real true love that's going on. But when people see you and you show up on the scene, they can tell if you're mad with one another. They can tell if you are not embracing each other, you're not happy, you're not smiling, you don't show any type of love towards one another, and they can see that. And so how you treat your mate speaks volumes. My goodness, this thing shouts loud. People can see you. And then you'll even have some people to come up to you and they'll say stuff like, you know what, I admire your relationship. And you're looking like, who, huh? Yes, you. They're admiring the fact that you are happy. You're showing that love to one another. You're actually committing yourself to one another. And they start to see that and they desire that. So you have to give people something that they will desire along the way, and they will want their relationship to go the same way. And this is something that's going to take work, but it can happen if you don't rush things, okay? Number 10, and this is number 10 and the final one, and then we're going to actually talk back to you, and I have a few more things that I want to say to you now, okay? Number 10, cherish the moment that you share with each other. Make every day a memorable day by showing love to one another. Now, this is something, my goodness, I have people who are always arguing every day. And so if you're arguing every day, how is it that you're able to cherish that day in that moment? And so you have to learn that you are going to disagree. If you're in a relationship with someone, you have to understand, you have to agree that you're going to disagree. But yet don't make it an everyday occasion that you are arguing with one another, that you're having a shouting match, that you cannot get along. And just know this, that people are watching that as well. So if you begin to cherish, you know, I think about this, sometimes people get so busy. And one thing I'm going to tell you about this, when they get busy, it becomes a revolving door. Now, some people are going to get mad with me right now, but I want to ask you this question, so get ready to answer me here on Periscope or Blog Talk. I know you probably turned it off, Periscope or Blog Talk. First of all, my question is your relationship a revolving door, an open door to the heart, or is it standing still with no motion? I know that was tough. Yeah, that was tough. Is your relationship a revolving door, an open door to the heart, standing still and showing no motion? That's a tough question. But if your relationship is a revolving door, that means that now your marriage or your relationship has come to the point where you're going through everyday motion in your life. There is nothing going on. So I'm asking you that for a reason. I have had a lot of people that started working jobs and they started getting real busy, and they said, we don't have time for one another. We don't have our walks. We don't have our talks. There's no connecting going on. And this is something that you really, really need to talk about, because if you're in a relationship and you know from the beginning you've set some standards to your relationship. So if in the beginning you set standards to your relationship, see, I can't tell you how many times you connect, but you know from the beginning when you started in this relationship how many times you were going to connect and how you show that love. Because a lot of people will begin to send roses and flowers and talk all of the good talk until they get the person, and then there's nothing going on. And so when I ask you that question, that is your relationship a revolving door, that means you're just meeting each other at the door and going out to work and nothing else is happening. You're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're doing everything else, but you're not having any quality time with each other. Is there a date night or something that you've set aside for one another, time that you take out to actually commit to one another? Is that actually taking place, or is there just nothing going on? Okay, so my other question was, is it an open door to the heart, which means do your mate feel like your heart is open to them, that you're receptive to them, that you know what's going on with them, and that you are committed to the relationship? And the last one I ask you, or is it standing still and nothing happened, no motion, no movement? And this is something that's happening with a lot of relationships. There's no lovemaking going on. There's no connecting. And this is for the married people, because guess what? If you're not married, guess what? You shouldn't be connecting in that type of capacity anyway. But I'm talking to the married couples. If there's no lovemaking going on, there's no eye contact, you don't see each other, you don't know what's going on, then there's some trouble areas that need to be fixed. And so we're going to begin to take a look at that, because we have a lot of people who are in unhealthy marriages and unhealthy relationships, and they're putting a smile on the face and, you know, and everything, but guess what? Behind closed doors, there's nothing happening. One thing that I want to tell you, that in looking at the opposite and having this opposite relationship, when you're dealing with a person that's opposite from you and it's an opposite that everybody else can see, you have to be very, very careful not to allow people to come in and make decisions for you, because you will wind up missing the person that truly loves you. It's a song that used to say, I found love on a two-way street and lost it on a lonely highway. But what happened is you're going to find that love, but you know what? It has two paths to that love. Either you could decide that your love is going all the way, or your love is going to be ended and come to a dead end, or you're going to, come on, come together and make this thing work. So I want to let you know that it's time for you to make some necessary changes and understand that when you have a mate that's different from you, that's not a bad thing. Actually, you're going to complement one another. You're going to actually begin to help one another along the way, and you're going to see remarkable success and changes to come over your life as you begin to commit. So I want you to know tonight that we're going to actually ask you those questions. Hopefully you guys have already written down your answers, and in a few moments we're going to come back to you and we're going to actually talk to you. So make sure you're pressing 1 to speak to the host. We're going to go now to a commercial break and come right back. God bless.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mailing your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
All right, we are are back. We're back. My goodness, this has been an awesome broadcast tonight. We're so excited that you're still here with us. And we're talking about relationships. And now tonight, we're talking about that fact that opposites attract. And when opposites attract, there's such a beauty in that whole relationship if you learn how to work through the opposites. And so tonight, we're taking a look at it. And we're going to begin to hear from our callers. Do we have any callers in queue at this time? Amen.
Well, we do have Lisa, and Lisa is from, I'm sorry, Lisa is from Virginia, and she just wants to know what happens when you try to connect, but it never happens.
Okay, this is the thing. I've heard this in the last couple of weeks. We've had several people talk about the fact that they're trying to connect, but there's a dry spot, and it's, you know, something that could be there. And first thing, Lisa, that you need to make sure, if your mate is having some type of medical condition, you need to ask them to go and get themselves checked out, because when men are going through problems with their prostate and different things like that, they may not be able to connect with you because of the fact that they're having medical conditions. But if not, there could be signs of, first of all, there could be signs of the fact that they're actually with someone else. There could also be signs that, because when a person with someone else, they don't have interest in the relationship, and they don't have time to connect with you because their eyes are somewhere else. And another thing that studies have shown is that people who actually look at pornography, that they lose their sex drive as well. So you need to make sure that your mate is not actually looking at any pornography. And another thing is you need to find out if there's anything that has changed in you, hopefully that you're keeping yourself up and that you're not just out here thinking that you could look any kind of way. And I always tell people to make sure you're looking the part, that your personal hygiene and everything when you go to bed and different like things like that, that is in order, because a lot of times that could be a total turn off to a lot of men and women when you get in the bed and you're unprepared to connect with your mate because you are not you're not clean. And so just, you know, I know that sounds like harsh, but, you know, making sure that all of your personal needs are met before actually trying to connect. So there's a lot of different things that are going to actually come in. And so if you're still having problems, you may need to have a counselor to come in your marriage. And I know a lot of times when it comes, one of the mates, you know, they'll say, I don't want a counselor because I don't need anybody in my business. But either they're going to decide that they want to work on the marriage and get a counselor come in, so you can actually ask, you know, you can actually seek a counselor or guidance, godly counsel, so that they can talk to you concerning this. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it because they're saying, I don't want everybody in my business. I don't want everybody to know my business. But if not, if you keep going the way you're going, then a relationship can actually come to an end. So you want to make sure that you are getting the proper information and that you're actually providing the tools that's needed to be able to work on your marriage, because a lot of times people just don't have that and they don't take out time to actually look for the proper people to come in. All right, so I hope that answered your question. And do we have any other questions or callers in queue?
We have Daniel from Michigan. Daniel says, my wife doesn't know how to talk to me. I feel like she's always addressing me as if I'm a child. I see that she is making the necessary changes. How do I get past always feeling like she's still talking to me in the same way?
Well, a lot of things go also to sometimes when they were in their childhood, if they didn't have the positive role models. So, for instance, if your wife has had a mother that says, you know what, I'm the boss. Ain't nobody going to come and tell me what to do. And so you have all of these different things that comes in. So if that's actually the case, then they're actually following behind that role model that they saw in the house. And we already know that a lot of homes, you know, they don't have the proper role model. And so a lot of times they're only learning what they see. So there's going to need to be some changes in the relationship. And hopefully your mate is actually listening to this and you guys can work through it and hear the information that's being provided, because a lot of times you'll find that in a relationship, people don't know how to communicate with one another. I can tell you this, another thing is if you have children, sometimes people don't know how to switch the roles. So the way I talk to my child is the way now that I'm talking to my mate, and that's not the proper way that you should talk to your mate, because if you talk to them like they're a child, then they're not going to feel that value. Earlier I talked about the fact that your mate needs to feel like they're the king or the queen, and they're not going to feel like they're the king or the queen if you're talking down to them. They're not going to feel like they're important if you're always downing them and knocking them. So they need to know that they're the most special, precious thing on the earth, you know, and that nobody else can take that place. So one of the things that I hope tonight that you will get is that truly just do a background check and ask questions and find out how your mate's parents interacted in a house, or if it's something dealing with the children, and bring it to their attention, not in a negative way, but just let them know that, you know, you're talking to me like a child, and, you know, just let them know that, because sometimes people can do stuff and not really know that they're doing it. It's just something that they actually grew up with. Okay? Any other questions for us tonight?
And we have Kyle from Texas. And Kyle says, how do you get past the hurt down to the real issue, down to the core, if your mate does not ever want to talk?
Oh, that's the communication problem. Okay, so the communication barrier is something that is very, very hard to deal with, because we already know that in order to be in a relationship, you have to be able to communicate with one another. And if there's no communication, there's a huge issue that goes on. So one good way, and I know that this might seem like I already said this in the other one, but one good way in order to get your mate to communicate is to ask them questions to open them up when they can't just say yes or no. So if you ask them, do you love me, of course that's either yes or no. So what you all have to do is say, what about me makes you love me? And so they can't just say yes or no on that one. They have to tell you what it is, what quality that you have that makes that love, you know, fill their hearts. So that's one way you can do it. Another way that you can actually do it, you have to actually call in a mediator. And sometimes the mediator can be someone that's not connected with you. I see sometimes it's hard and difficult for people to go to a spiritual leader because they don't want the spiritual leader to know all of their business. But some people feel comfortable with it. But you can actually go to your spiritual leader, a counselor, an advisor, or somebody like that that you can actually sit down and talk to and be able to be open with them about your situation and your needs, and that they would not take either side. One thing about it is they have to be neutral, because if any one of the parties feel like they're being picked on, it's a deal breaker. So you want to make sure that whoever you go to, that they're not going to take sides, that they're going to tell you the truth no matter what happens. They're going to tell you the truth, and they're going to tell you the facts about the situation. That's another thing that you can do. And just get them to open up and talk if you can. And as far as your hurt, the best thing that I know to do for hurt is to make sure that you are forgiven, that you are forgiving your mate, and that you're praying. So you may have to say, Father, I just forgive them for that hurt. And because if you keep bringing it up over and over, you have not really gotten over it. And that's one thing that I'm even challenged with some days, you know, saying, God, help me not just to forgive, but to learn how to get it out of my heart where it's not tearing me apart inside. Because even though you forgive a person, but you keep talking about it, and, you know, because it's not going, it's not resolved. And so you want to make sure that you keep going to God and asking God to cleanse that out of your heart so that you'll be able to love your mate again, and that you'll be able to make that commitment and that connection with them, and you'll be able to talk through the situation. All right. Do you have any other callers in queue? All righty. So we want to talk to Miss Candy tonight. Miss Candy, how have you been blessed tonight? I know this has been a lot of information here tonight, and we've talked about quite a few things, but hopefully it's something that you can take from this that will actually help you in your relationship. And I know your relationship is awesome, you know, but what is it that you know that tonight that you can actually take that stood out to say, you know what, I can work in that area? We talked about 10 things, and what is it from the 10 things that you feel that you could work on? Because, see, sometimes we could look at our mates, and we can always say, well, my mate needs improvement, but what about the things that you need improvement on? We've talked about so many different things tonight, and I thank God that we had this time to talk.
I was truly blessed off tonight. I really had to work on, sometimes I have to bring myself back to working on not looking at my mate's flaws, because my flaws are not any better. I'm not any better, and that's something that I was talking about last week. The more I look at him with the love of Christ and look past his flaws and love the Holy Spirit that I see in him, it helps me. It truly helps me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, without that, I would look at everything that he's doing, make it a big issue. And I know some days I can fall back into, like, looking at the flaws. And it may take me a couple hours.
It may take me a day.
But I get, you know, as time goes on, it's better than what I came from, not talking at all, weeks and weeks and, you know, days and days go by. Precious time that we could have spent cherishing each other. But we so upset that we can't talk. I don't want to sleep in the same room with you. I don't want to talk to you. Don't text me. Don't look at me. Just look at the wall if I come in the room. Just lift your head up and look at the wall and feel it. So, but, you come a long way, and I always say that the more you grow with your mate, the more mature you come.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not growing with them and you're not maturing, you might want to check and see if that's where God told you to be or is that somewhere that you just went to be on your own. I mean, marriage is not easy. Every day is a job. Every day you learn something new. Every day you have another obstacle to overcome. Every day you find out more about your mate, whether it's something small or big, happy or sad, you find out something new. You learn. So I've just been truly blessed by this on tonight. I'm telling you, the relationship saga that you've been going through, it really opens you up to see more, to notice more, because there have been times where I didn't know something and I should have noticed it. All because I was so busy, or I was, you know, doing my own thing and forgetting that it's two of us instead of one of me now. It's two of us.
Yes, and it's also like this, being fully engaged in conversation,
right.
Not, you know, halfway there. And I know that sometimes my husband would ask me stuff, and I'm saying, yeah, and he said, didn't you tell me yes? But I was halfway listening, so mm-hmm. I said yes, but actually I wasn't fully engaged in the conversation. And so that's one thing that I highly recommend to people, that when you're in a relationship, that you're fully engaged in the conversation,
yes.
And that you're not halfway there and halfway somewhere else, especially when you're answering a question, because they're going to come back and say what you told them, and you're going to be like, well, I wasn't, you had already told on yourself because you said you were not listening to what they said.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that we're actually truly,
I remember that from our conversation. If he's talking, don't think about what you're going to say when you do that. Listen, don't be ready to come and have a comeback so quickly that you're not even listening. You take that one point and run with it. Every couple needs to know that.
Yeah. So that's true. If you are in a conversation and you just hear wah 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 wah, you know, you don't hear nothing else because you've already said, now wait, when it's finished, then I'm gonna say something.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to hear nothing else they can say, because that little piece could help you to see either what you need to fix, change,
mm-hmm.
or be open to what? Compromise.
Right.
And so you can't compromise now because what? You have closed everything out and you don't know what they say it, because you're just waiting for it to be over so you can answer. So that's a good one that you brought out. And also just knowing that if your relationship has become that revolving door, then you need to change that. And I know it's going to take work, but if you want your relationship to work, then you need to start working on it. I know sometimes one thing that I say about Blog Talk that I love about Blog Talk, because on Blog Talk I am actually having a talk or communication with people. And you can't, you know, you got to get to the point where you're not preaching at the people. You're trying to get them to get some information that they can, and so people can't they can't actually see the difference between the two. But you have to be able to see the difference between the two, because when I'm counseling somebody, I'm talking to them. I'm not preaching to them. I'm talking to them. And so that's a good thing about the difference between, you know, Blog Talk and some of the other stuff that we do. And here we're able to just open up and express some things that may have been missed along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank God for all of those who are listening in and those who actually went into the inbox and those who are listening in and tuning in. And I know sometimes that people are busy and moving around. And this is, guess what, almost the Easter holiday. And so a lot of people are celebrating Easter and getting ready for that. But I'm celebrating Resurrection Sunday this Sunday. And I'm going to remember that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose so that we can have life and life more abundantly. Amen.
Amen.
So we're very, very excited about that. We're excited about our broadcast tonight. We pray that everybody has been blessed. Now, I asked three questions. And so is your relationship a revolving door? An open heart to change, or is it standing still? And so hopefully those individuals that were on there, that they are being truthful to one another, and they're being truthful to themselves. And when I was actually going over this, and if I was to really be truthful with a lot of things that I have going on, some days I feel like it is a revolving door, which means that I'm busy, I'm doing stuff, and, you know, it's not purposely that, you know, sometimes we're just going to do our thing. So that's something now that we have to fix and move on to an open heart so we can receive the things that we need to receive. And so I'm happy that it's not just standing still and stagnated. But, you know, you ought to know that in every relationship there needs to be some change and there needs to be work. And if you can actually look at it yourself and be truthful about it and not, you know, just try to make yourself look good, then everything will be good. And so that's one of the things that I see about this tonight, that you're able to actually see the situation for what it really is, make the changes so that you can move on and move forward in your relationship and not become stagnated. Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
We'll be here all night.
So we want to thank God. I'm going to pray us off, and we'll be back on next week. Thank you so much for being here with us and sharing with us, and we will be back next week. And on next week, our message for next week on Blog Talk Radio, is it really love or is it an infatuation?
My God.
So this one here is going to be a little more rough and raw. This one here this week got you to see those differences. But next week, you got to be able to see the difference between love and infatuation.
Amen.
All right? So we're going to take care of that on next week. Father, we thank you tonight, Father, for everyone that came on this Blog Talk, Father God, this awesome night. We thank you, Father God, that as we begin to reflect on our relationships and reflect on our love, God, Father, we pray, God, that marriages are changing, God, as, Father God, we go forth in this. And, Father God, those who are planning to get married, God, that they are able to see some examples of things that need to be changed. And, Father, we thank you in advance, Father, hallelujah, that you, oh God, are touching these relationships tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that they will be strengthened. And, Lord, we ask you, God, to change the condition, oh, Father God, even of the Christian marriages, that 50% of the marriages are ending in divorce, God. We ask you, God, to change that, Father, that the Christian families, oh, Father God, the Christian marriages will stand the test of time, God, and that they will have the valuable tools that they will be able to equip themselves, oh, Father God, to prosper.
Amen.
And, Father, we thank you tonight that you are bringing these marriages back to the honeymoon state, God. We pray tonight, God, that the couples will begin to communicate with one another. And, Father, we even pray for those who said that they're hurt, Father, that the communication is not where it needs to be. We pray tonight, God, that you will begin to bring them, oh Father God, together, that they will communicate and that their love will be cherished, oh Father God. And we thank you right now, hallelujah, for everything that you're doing tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise God. Well, thank you, everyone. This is your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry. Don't forget, come back next week on our Reflections of Love broadcast. And so next week, we're going to talk about the difference between love and infatuation. So join us next week. Until next week, have an awesome, tremendous, blessed week. God bless you.